Well, hi everyone. It's really Monday morning. It's the 19th of August, and it's about quarter to two in the morning. And I'll turn I'll speak softly, but I'll turn the recorder up so that it'll pick it up anyway, because I don't want to wake everybody up. I suppose you're wondering what I'm doing up at this hour. Well, actually, I just got off duty. I had good intentions tonight, Sunday night, of making a tape too, but of course I had the watch and got called out. And I just finished the case, and I'm not going into work tomorrow because, you know, it's too many hours for the one time. So I'll not go in anyway. And I can sleep, so I figured if I wanted my family to be speaking to me at all, I better get a tape off to them this week. I'm sorry that I neglected to get anything off to you last week, but as I said in my note, we had been terribly busy. At least I had been very busy. And really, it just seemed that I just couldn't find the time to sit down and make a tape. I'll try to go back and tell you what happened or how we were busy or what was going on, but I'm not so sure I even remember. It's terrible out here. You forget from one day to the next. Here it is, August, and as I said before, I've been here 5.5 months, but before long it'll be 6 months. I'll be putting on my 6-month ribbon. It's really not for being here 6 months, but it's a Vietnamese ribbon you wear after you've been here for 6 months. Let me check this. It seems to be loud enough. I don't want to wake everybody in the corps. The chief nurse lives next door, and she's a very light sleeper. I don't think she should hear me, but you never can tell about people. Well, let's see. Where to begin? Well, I guess maybe I could begin with today and then go backwards. Well, actually, I think I made a tape to you and told you that we were going to stay up off Phu Bai and Dong Ha and Wonder Beach for 2 weeks without coming into Da Nang either for mail or anything else, for any kind of break. So really, it's been, I think, close to a month since I've been off the ship. Oh, I'm sure it's been that. And we were up there, and of course taking on casualties the whole time. It's been almost like 3 weeks, I think, or something like that, 2 or 3 weeks, while the sanctuary was down for upkeep. And we were pretty busy. They kept sending us casualties, not always American, but a lot of Vietnamese too. I forget the breakdown now. We got not too many Marines, but lots and lots of Army patients, casualties, and then several Vietnamese civilians. And there's a couple of ways to look at it. One, that as long as it's Vietnamese Arvins too, you know, the soldiers, as long as it's them, it's not us. You know, as long as it's them, it's not our kids. But on the other hand, that's kind of a lot to take care of. But we were up there and didn't get down, and I consequently I don't have a whole lot of news, except we were relieved off the line last night about midnight. The sanctuary came back, or was supposed to be back, and we sailed for Da Nang, where we were going to put off medevacs, you know, patients that were either going back to the States or Japan or back to duty. And then we sailed for Chu Lai, which is, if you look on the map, it's south of Da Nang. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, it's fairly south of Da Nang. It's only about 2 or 3 hours sailing time. And they were going to have a big beach party there. Well, of course, you know, I had the duty, so I couldn't plan on going to that or anything like that, which is all right, I don't care. But I see it's a very lovely beach, and everyone that went seemed to enjoy themselves very much. So I went to, I had to work. But anyhow, before we left Da Nang Harbor, we didn't really think we'd be taking on any casualties or anything, because we figured, well, we're in Da Nang and the naval station will take it, and all we're going to do is just, you know, just put off our medevacs. And I got up and went to work, and then went to church, and then while I was in church, they called flight quarters for 6 litters, and oh, I couldn't believe it. Well, what had happened was that the sanctuary was caught in a fog bank, and the choppers couldn't find her. So they flew all the way down from Fubai down to us and deposited the patients with us. Well, it was a long day. I guess I finished about 5:30 and went to 6:15, went to dinner, and then came back, and we were having a little birthday celebration for one of the fellows in the ward room when I got called out again. But this fellow was in the house. That is, he'd been hit about a week ago, and he started to bleed tonight, so they had to take him back down and stop the bleeding. So that was my day. But the sanctuary stays 12 miles off the coast, and it's hard for the choppers to get to her sometimes. When we go in, gee, never less than 3 miles, and usually it's about a mile and a half. I mean, we can see land and everything. We're in there very close. I don't think it's legal. I'm not sure. I don't know. But we certainly don't stay within the 12. We certainly do not stay within the 12, without the 12-mile limit. I mean, we go right in there. Because it's easy for the choppers, they can find us and to deposit the patients. And I suppose we've done enough to provoke the Vietnamese to that they could fire at us if they wanted to, but I guess they figured that it would be such a bad thing if they did, that they never would. Anyhow, we don't know. I think two of those guys we took on today were Viet Cong. I really do. We had two Vietnamese and four Americans. But all during our line period, we were busy. I forget when I had the duty. I guess this is Sunday, so I must have Thursday. Yeah, every third night. And we really got hit that night. We got off Quang Tri. We were off Quang Tri then at Wonder Beach. And that night, they really bombarded the place. They overran Landing Zone Nancy, which is, I don't know what you'd call it. I haven't been there. Some of the girls have been, and we got quite a few casualties from that. In fact, we worked all night long. I guess they did about 18 cases or so, but there are multiple injuries. And one night, a couple of nights before that, I had the duty, and we got a kid in that was blown off from his hips down. Mercifully, he died a few hours later. It was only about 20. So our cases, what we've had, we've been busy in August, but what, so far, but what we've had have been bad, you know. Multiple injuries. Actually, though, the newspapers really, and I can't say this enough, they really blow up things terribly, because every little patrol that goes out, they write it up as though it's a big thing. And we're not hurt in any place like we were in May when all, you know, when 2-4 from the Valley and from the Iwo got hit, and how bad it was then, and how, you know, we worked 24 hours every night for a month. But I've worked every call night, let's face it, since I've been back up on the line this past 2 or 3 week period, but nothing like it was during May. So then, you know, lots of generals and stuff come through and tour the facilities and all, but you get to the point where you don't even see them anymore. So it's hard to say. Oh, and then sometimes they do these kids on the beach, that is, in the army hospitals on the beach and all, and then we get them and they have to be redone for various things. I guess they get tired and sloppy towards the end. I haven't been. Oh, some of the girls went to Hue one day, and some, of course, have gone to Quang Tri. I haven't gone to either. But that's part of the job. You just can't pick up and go, and with the call situation the way it is and everything. But I'm hoping tomorrow that I'll get off for the beach party. At least I'm planning on it. I feel I need to go, swimming and just to get away from the ship for a little while. And from the patients, we've had a complete new turnover. Not completely, but we've had a big turnover of doctors, and this has presented quite a problem because most of them have come from the States. One, by the way, is from Northampton. Not that I'd brag about it. He's as bad as that one from Holyoke. who, by the way, has turned out to be a terrible pill, this Mazzolini. Anyhow, I started to tell you about the, the doctors, they're new, and first of all, it is quite, it's quite shocking, I suppose is the only word you can use, to see the casualties come in, but, you know, standing there wringing your hands doesn't change the situation. You have to really get with the program and work and get them all set up and going. And these fellows just don't seem to be able to do it. I don't know what it's going to take. I hope, though, that before long they get squared away, because we'll never get the cases moving. I feel sort of like I have to keep pushing them all the time, and I don't like to do that. But maybe after they're here for a while, they'll understand. And we got one doctor who's a plastic surgeon from Hollywood. No, from Beverly Hills. And, you know, he's worried about some little scar on somebody's face when their legs are blown off. But maybe after a while, he's getting better and better all the time. But I hope that he realizes, you know, and gets straightened out. But let's see if I have any other news, any other things that have happened, so I can fill up the other side of this tape. I don't dare not make some kind of a tape. By the way, there is a note that there's a package for me. I'll have to go down and try to pick it up tomorrow. But also the Instamatic Fabulash, or whatever you call it, the eye makeup came today. That was awfully fast service, and I was terribly pleased. I was glad to get it. Let's see, it's almost near the other end of this tape. I'll turn it over.